our VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to, commercial-free, truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on PRN.FM or later on the front page of our VacInfo.org website. Our guest today abstained from vaccinating her daughter after attending one of our presentations 11 years ago. Welcome to our show, Yvette.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm really excited and a little nervous, but I'm so thankful to you and your work and everything that you've done. And I mean, there's so much that's being done here in Florida that really needs to be brought up to attention, and everybody should be brought up to speed. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's just such a privilege to see how the hard work that I've been doing since my daughter's passing has paid off somewhat. Thank you for being wise and listening.
Oh, you have no idea how impactful it was just to receive your information as a mom who's pregnant, and, you know, so many different kind of decisions that need to be made at that time. You know, I have a big, I have a lot of faith, and it was a big deal for me to understand pregnancy spiritually in regards to my faith and the kind of responsibility that I would have to, you know, the God that I believe in and that I feel I serve here in this world in regards to bringing up another child in the word and the truth and the light. And it's something that was so strong and passionate to me to find the truth and to just find all the information I could in regards to my pregnancy and, you know, the wellness of it, you know? So I'm so thankful to you, and, you know, your work is never in vain, you know? So I'm very grateful to that.
That's excellent. Was she your first child?
Yes. So my daughter's now, she's going to be 11 in December. Wow. And, yeah, so, and I have two other children, who aren't vaccinated either. And, I have to say they are actually very healthy. Their immune system is very, you know, they respond really quick. Thank God. I'm very blessed to have, you know, have had you to share so much information. And even so, I went, deeper into finding out more research and information. And I think combating, my husband and having these discussions with him, who's a flight test engineer, and me, I have some nursing background also, just really doing a lot of research and information. I think when we both agreed to delay until necessary and just finding the truth and the light and staying in prayer and fasting in regarding to certain matters, you know, with the media scaring in regards to outbreaks and, you know, how to support the immune system, learning that was vital to taking care of our children and our family, and just sharing that with other moms as well. So I'm so grateful to you. Awesome. For so many different. Yeah, thank you.
And same here, because, you know, so many people, Yvette, hear the truth, but it's so much easier just to blindly trust our doctors, you know? So, you know, hats off to you as well for listening and complying and researching and standing on your own decision, opposed to just, you know, giving in to the doctors who we think are, you know, I guess the experts.
So, you know, God really blessed me in a lot of different ways I'm going to share with you. So when I was 24, I was in the service. I was in the Intel Corps, and I was very proud of that, and I had an amazing military career that was just starting off. My father became terminally ill, and he developed a rare neurological disorder that was very difficult for people to diagnose him. And I sort of had my experience with doctors and the medical, with our medical industry and our healthcare, and it left a really bitter taste in my mouth. So I had to take care of him for about a year and a half, 2 years, until he passed. And I did get out of the military to take care of him, with that, I did decide that there had to be something different also. So when I did get pregnant, I did not want to have my child in a hospital, which led me to you. So I decided to have, you know, my daughter at a birth center. And I think that was the, you know, losing my dad at such a young age and having to take care of him by myself and experiencing healthcare in at that age, right? And then, you know, later on becoming pregnant, my faith grew exponentially in regards to reading the word and seeing the light and asking the Lord for confirmation and fasting when I needed, you know, answers. And I did decide to go to nursing school eventually. And then when they requested for me to get vaccinated, I did decline and I wasn't allowed to go clinical. So I decided to become a massage therapist. And I feel like the Lord just lined that up for me because it's definitely more patient care centered than our hospitals and clinics are, I feel, now in the medical industry. And then I ended up getting my master's in health administration because I feel that we need to change our healthcare system, and I want to be a part of that change. And I feel that vaccine education is imperative to parents to understand what's in vaccines, whether they're allergic to sulfates or, you know, they don't believe in abortions. Or, you know, they don't, I think it's very important to understand the manufacturing process of vaccines before we start injecting our children with them. So
that's probably the biggest problem. The biggest problem is people just don't have the information. So you're absolutely right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
provided all the facts.
Say again.
No, I said providing all the facts for them to make an educated choice, because so many of us, like I've told people on the show many times, you know, her dad walked in when I was pregnant with my first child, and, you know, so many of us just blindly trust our doctor. I told him I'd never be negligent and not vaccinate my child. So, you know, people just don't have the information, and that's why education and these presentations that we do and that you're even willing to do, thank you, just
absolutely,
to reach the misinformed masses.
Yeah, it really, you know, I really feel like there is a big awakening going on because either people are going to love the information and be grateful to it or they're not. And the people that are seem to be so appreciative and grateful because they didn't know that they had the contents that they had and they could have had severe reactions once they realize how it can affect their body and their children, you know? Mm-hmm. Some people are just, you know, like you say, blindly following, but I feel like the Lord's going to awaken those that he has a special task to do it with. So that's, you know, and part of it, I mean, I'm really excited about this movie, Vax. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I'm going to see the second one on Monday. Actually, it's here in Florida. We're super excited about seeing that and just bringing, you know, a couple of practitioners who are curious. And, you know, that's another thing. Some doctors don't want to vaccinate patients because they know that they're not going to react well, but they're sort of like stuck between a rock and a hard place, you know.
Yeah, their hands are tied, unfortunately. I mean, not only do they get the financial incentives for a fully vaccinated child, but when they choose not to vaccinate them, you know, they get, you know, red flag type of thing to where they're literally jeopardizing their license.
Yeah, it's really sad what it's done. And the fact that we as constituents, we know this information and we're, you know, being proactive with the information and sharing it, I think that's one of the major forces here in Florida that's going on with these crazy bills that are trying to mandate vaccines like California and New York is that, you know, us as mothers have united in our areas and different districts, and we're being very vocal and proactive, and we're going to delegation meetings and we're requesting, you know, them to demand for executive orders for us to have protections from our president and our governor. I mean, the last delegation meeting, I requested a formal executive order from our Governor DeSantis and from our president to protect us in the state of Florida from mandating vaccines, because it's medical violence what they're mandating towards, you know, our citizens. And we don't, whether it's our faith or our philosophical or medical exemption, I don't think, you know, this is necessary, and it should be some, where there's a risk, there's a choice, right? There needs to be a choice. And, you know, it's unconstitutional that we have representatives that are even proposing bills that are against this constitution that we have, that, you know, we fought bravely for. We have family members, we have service members, you know, I have friends who've lost their lives to defend this constitution on our behalf. So what's going on? I think a lot of things is being brought up to light right now, and I'm really, really excited about it. But, you know, there is some apprehension. You know, we are scared, you know, in Florida. We have moms who are scared to take their kids to doctors because, you know, we're scared that CPS might be called on us because, you know, of we're not vaccinating our kids. So, I mean, the situation is getting very real. And, I mean, everybody that we work with, that we know is our, you know, very dedicated, loving parents. But, you know, we need providers that are supportive and who aren't afraid. But that fear is being instilled. So, you know, people aren't as brave to speak about it. It's hard to be brave in today's situation when you think about, you know, the possibility of what could happen to your kids and how they use coercion and stuff like that. So,
well, especially when their agenda is by next year to have every child and every adult vaccinated. You've heard of the Healthy 2020, right?
Yes. Yeah. In my master's program, we spoke about Healthy 2020, but yeah, it's getting there. The pressure's on.
It is. The pressure's on. I think it's because, like you said, the awakening has happened. So many parents are waking up via the autism epidemic, number one. I mean, I'm sure you remember in my presentation, you know, my first slide is my baby girl speaking the truth with love, and her mausoleum says God's dearest angel on it, because, you know, these are the angels he's using to wake us up, because we've literally given these medical doctors, these pediatricians, the role of our creator. And they don't even believe in him. Most of them are atheists. Most doctors, they're evolutionists. They're not, or evolutionists, we call them. You know, and they don't even believe nutrition has anything to do with health. You know, meanwhile, the scriptures say very clearly the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation, that the vegetables are for the sick. And they don't even think there's any common, you know, any kind of correlation whatsoever with nutrition and health. You know, so we're just going, we're just blindly trusting. We're just, you know, they're trained by the drug companies, the families that own the drug companies. They fund their medical books, their medical schools, they write their textbooks. So just so many people are victimized, but I think, like you said, a lot of people are waking up, and that's what's causing them, the other side, the pro-vaxxers, to force vaccinations and implement these laws, you know, like in California with SB 277 and everything, because so many are waking up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in a hospital. My mom's worked in the VA hospital for years. And, you know, we were one that, I mean, I got vaccinated, but I didn't even realize that I was vaccine injured until you gave that presentation. When I first entered, you know, school here in Florida, I remember immediately after I was hospitalized for like a week or two in Miami Children's Hospital. But they said I had asthma attack and that, you know, whatever, that I had allergies, severe allergies and asthma attack. And what else did they say? I forget. I was probably like 8 years old, 7 years old.
Well,
And I was heavily vaccinated in the military, so, but I didn't. We didn't think anything of it because everybody got sick. Everybody had the same thing. Everybody was getting sick. Everybody didn't feel good. Everybody, you know, some people went to the clinic. Some people toughed it out. You know, I was heavily vaccinated, and it wasn't until I saw your presentation when I really started questioning. I was like, wow, this just doesn't make sense. And when I started reading the Bible even more and getting closer with the Lord, I started understanding how this isn't the medicine that the Lord has for us. You know what I mean? And it's just not, it's definitely not what the Lord wants us to do. I mean, the way that we develop vaccines and, you know, from, I've started researching the information from Children of God in regards to the vaccine development stuff, and like more details and the new vaccines that are being developed, and, you know, the Planned Parenthood and how that organization is basically, from my understanding, you know, selling parts that of babies that are still alive. You know, and the fact that we have, I'm a little nervous because we have Scripps here in Florida, right there in Jupiter, and they're a biotechnology company, and I'm really nervous of what, you know, innovative technology they're going to be coming up with and how they're going to be developing them.
What's the name of that company? You
know, Scripps.
Scripps?
Scripps. Okay. Yeah, and PGA. And it's in Jupiter. They're a big biotechnology corporation, so I'm really nervous. Now, they were actually at one of the delegation meetings, and they were asking for a $2 million salary support for a big innovator who's using, I don't know, I forgot the terminology that he used, but they were requesting a lot of money to retain a scientist there. And, yeah, these bills, these unconstitutional bills that are going on in Florida and, you know, nationwide, because it's not just, you know, the state of Florida, it's nationwide. We have someone here in Broward County, I think her name is Federica Wilson, who's trying to mandate vaccines federally, right?
Mm-hmm. Nationwide, yeah, she actually implemented that. Gosh, I guess around the same time SB 277 in California was being passed. That's when she implemented a national, a U.S., you know, mandated bill. But that got shot down, of course. But I don't really, because I'm not really political. So why don't you share with the audience exactly what was proposed in Florida, what's been done, what's going on now? Because I haven't been keeping on top of it. Anything that you know that I'm not aware of?
Oh, absolutely. So there is So there is SB 64, which is the one that is basically unconstitutional, period, if you want to look at it that way simply. It's mandating vaccines for school entry. So if you want to go to public school, you would have to be vaccinated according to the CDC schedule. And they're also they want to take out religious exemption. And they want to develop a board in which people who are medically exempt need to go through, which is a complete violation of HIPAA and, you know, patient provider practices to get their medical exemption. So they would not be, so the provider now in the state of Florida provides a medical exemption. So they would not be allowed to do that anymore.
The medical doctor would have to get it approved or something. I heard that in California, too, whereas if a medical doctor wanted to give it, they would have to go through some type of a board to get their approval approved, basically.
Oh, see? There you go. Something like that.
Yes, and that's then the system.
SB 674, I think it is, where also it's actually for child care, so it applies the same way. Where they, you know, like preschool, where they have infants for up from 3 months to up to school age. She wants to mandate that, probably do the same process. And then she has another one where she wants infants who within an hour of them being born, she wants to dilate their eyes for an eye wellness exam. Yeah, that's SB 46.
What?
Yeah.
So they want to dilate their eyes after being alive an hour?
Yeah, within the hour it has to be. It's in the bill.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's to, like, that's for, and then if you don't comply as a parent, you could be fined with a misdemeanor. And, you know, who wants, I don't even understand how that can even be possible. It's a medical procedure that doesn't seem to be necessary.
What is the reasoning they're wanting to do the eye, the dilating of the eye? What's the reason they're saying?
They're saying it's to try to detect, I think it's a genetic cancer or something like that. That's what was the reason was. So then if children aren't allowed to be vaccinated, if children who are not vaccinated do not comply, they're not allowed to participate. And, you know, now as a homeschooler, you could participate in any of the activities.
Yeah,
in public school. So, you know, this affects, you know, my kids in the orchestra. I have another one that runs for the school. You know, and that's the way a lot of parents who homeschool have their children participating in certain activities in the school, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So it would take away different kinds of opportunities that have. So
wow, that's getting really bad. When my babies were young, I was homeschooling them, and I had them in the Christian Homeschool Athletic Association. That was their social, you know, 3-time-a-week activity, was playing, you know, sports and stuff with them. So are they like mandating places like that, like a athletic association, to have them vaccinated?
So from my understanding, I know that any, like, because we do a lot at the, like, at the recreation centers.
Right.
So I think they're even asking for them. I think it would, yeah, it would be public schools, private Christian schools, private, you know, Jewish schools, all private schools, no matter, non-denominational, denominational, it doesn't matter. It's across the board. She has it in there. So I think it's even athletic organizations such as religious or non-religious.
Wow.
I'm almost positive that they're in there also.
That is so super crazy. And do you know if they originally, like in California, I was told that the SB 277 originally included homeschoolers, and then enough people, I guess, complained about that, and they did retract that particular part of it. Is that the same thing that happened with SB 64, do you know?
I don't know that. I can probably get back to you on that. I know that we've joined with a homeschooling organization for a parental rights bill, which is what we're trying to support now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then there's a group too, the Florida Health Freedom, I think it is, something like that. Freedom Health or something like that. McKenzie and somebody else that have been fighting the bills too. Yeah. You've been in contact with them as well?
I've been in contact. I haven't spoken with Mackenzie, but I was in contact with one of the ladies who worked with them before. Okay. And they've been really helpful in regards to how to even speak, you know, at these delegation meetings, and just, you know, as you know, a lot of moms are coming together. And just working together, and we're trying to bring out the best in each other and, you know, speak at these delegation meetings, because they're trying to not allow us to speak at the delegation meetings even. Right. Like, they're sort of annoyed, but we want it on public record, and we want it to be known that we are not for this kind of mandate, you know. So, it's, yeah.
Yeah, we've got to definitely
I know that. I know this battle's already won, so this is more a trial and tribulation for us as people of faith to come out and really do his work.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Do you know anything about, for like college students as well, are they trying to mandate the vaccines for children going to like Broward Community College and stuff as well?
So it depends on the program, right? Because in nursing, when I was in nursing, they wanted me to go to get vaccinated to be clinical. So if I didn't get vaccinated, I wasn't able to do clinics. So I think it depends on the program, to be honest. And I know that every time I went to school, I was pregnant. So I exempt myself. And when I was at FAU, I actually filled out an exemption form to cover me for that. But I think right now the universities are probably getting stricter too,
yep.
Especially the fact that they're state. So I really think that they're like our systems are changing right now. Like my mom works at the VA still, at the Veterans Hospital, and she said that she recently they didn't make a big deal of it about it before. But now they're like really coming down hard that if they're not vaccinating, that they're going to have to wear a mask, and they're going to definitely be more active and try to enforce it more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really sad.
That is. We got to definitely get some more presentations going on around there. So tell the audience what your plans are.
I'm just trying to provide as much information on vaccine education and educate providers, any providers who are interested on understanding why they have patients who are reluctant or don't want to and still have questions in regards to vaccinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to share the information. I'd be more than happy to educate them. I'm trying to do something once a month locally here in Wellington and throughout Palm Beach County. Any students, new kids in nursing school, massage school, anybody who's interested, I'd be more than happy to provide them or their families a presentation, give them the support that they need. It's a really tough time when you're sort of going against the grain, I guess you can say, and you have a lot of naysayers, and they say that the science is settled. And even when I was going through my master's program, I had hospital administrators who had no idea what the VAERS system was and didn't really have the knowledge on how to identify a vaccine injury or report it or what to do with it. And the ones that did probably didn't speak about it because, you know, they were probably coerced one way or another. So there's a lot of things going on in our health system that's just discouraging and needs to be brought to light, which is why we need to support each other and provide the education that's necessary. So I'm here for you guys, whoever's listening, whoever needs, you know, any kind of information or locally, any kind of support, you know, on behalf of the Vaccine Information Coalition, if you allow me to do that for you, I'd be more than happy to spread the word and support new moms and families and people who are, you know, are noticing different kind of health issues with their children but don't know how to just pinpoint it or say, I want to delay to your provider. Maybe it could be this, maybe it could be that. You know, it's a journey. So whoever needs that kind of information, I'm more than willing to help families the way that you helped me and provide that information.
Wonderful. Well, definitely we appreciate that, and we need all the help we can get for sure to provide all the education, because really the main what it boils down to is people just don't do their own homework. We just trust we think these doctors are, you know, they've been to school, they sound smart, you know, they use fear to get us to move. And, you know, we trust them. We trust them not knowing that they're not even taught what's in a vaccination. I mean, you can ask any pediatrician and they'll get angry at you. You know, with the ingredients.
Yeah, we've never seen a vaccine insert. I know. Hospital administrators, doctors have never seen a vaccine insert. They haven't read that, you know, they haven't been tested for genetic mutations, for fertility, for cancer. They don't know this information because if they did, they wouldn't be so pushy about it.
Right. And that's why in my heart from the very beginning, when I started talking to people after my daughter passed away and everybody looked at me like I had three heads, of course, you know, creating those cards, my cousin creating those cards from her printing company with the ingredients on the back and the website to give them a place to go to get the truth that we all have the right to know. But also doing the presentations. I mean, you know, you see in the PowerPoint, I mean, we're providing all the doctors that are waking up. I mean, there's plenty of researchers that are seeing, you know, the epidemic of autism, especially, you know, increasing and looking into the vaccinations, like Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. Oh my gosh. You know, I don't know if you've heard of her, but she's the one that's traveling with the Vax bus and everything right now, that after the flu shot, three of her perfectly kidneyed patients had kidney failure. And obviously, she's a caring, believing doctor. She's a believer in our Savior, which is next to none, practically, with medical doctors. But anyway, she's blessed to at least have faith through it all. And, you know, literally has gotten crucified. It doesn't have the job anymore. And are you familiar with Dr. Suzanne?
Yeah, I've heard of her. Absolutely. Of course.
Yeah. She wrote a book. I don't know if you know her books, but she autographed both of her books when we did a radio show with her a couple of years back. One of them, of course, was Exposing Vaccinations. I don't remember the exact name of it. But anyway, the second book she wrote was a biography of her whole journey through medical school and all that. It was called Rising from the Dead. And I mean, I literally have to put the book down. I can't pick it up and just read nonstop because it's so overwhelming truth of what she had to go through medical school and the brainwash and the indoctrination. But she literally says a quote that's just so powerful, Yvette, that's, you know, she says when she was in the hospital as a nephrologist, she was the walking dead. She said they are the walking dead. That's exactly what she calls them, is the walking dead.
Wow.
Is that insane?
I totally believe that.
Yeah, yeah. But that's all they're taught. You know, they don't know. They're taught by the drug companies. They're funded by the drug companies. They're just taught that, you know, vaccines are safe and effective. You know, don't question them. You know, don't learn about them. Just trust the drug companies who make them, and make the money on them, make the money on the sickness that they cause. I mean, it's just, you know, it's Sickness Incorporated. Big business.
It is. And, you know, it's beyond me how the 1986 Act has gotten away with so much for so long. I mean, it's 33 years this year, you know, that's a long time.
I know. Why don't you go ahead and tell people what you know about that? Give people the details about that because not many people are aware of that.
Oh, so the 1986 Act was an act that was signed by Ronald Reagan that basically took away the liability from manufacturers for any injuries, adverse effects, death, illnesses that might be caused by side effects of the vaccines. So in the law itself, it's basically saying that they know it causes damage or adverse reactions or death or illnesses, and, you know, but since it does, we're going to take away that liability from our manufacturers for any kind of damages that they may cause. And then it created a special claim system through the Office of Special Masters where you can file a claim if you know how to go about it or if you have a healthcare provider that'll support you in your claim when people are saying that you're going crazy because your child is getting a reaction to a vaccine and you find a provider that's actually supportive and they actually report you through the VEER system. So there was also a Harvard study done, I think in 2011, where it said that only 1% of the population knew about the VEER system.
VEERS, only for the audience, just so they know, in case they don't know, it's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Yep.
So when your child is having effects after they get vaccinated, you would need a provider to support you with that, and they would report it, and you would report it also to this Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. So the Harvard study in 2011 said that fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported, and low reporting rates are precluded or slow to the identification of the problem of drugs and vaccines that are actually endangering the public health. So Harvard study also said that new surveillance methods for drug and vaccine adverse effects are needed. So nobody wants to shed any light when you bring that to the delegation meetings in regards to that. You know, that also includes healthcare professionals in that fewer than 1% in that Harvard study.
That's right. And, there's no law to even, you know, follow up on these pediatricians, because, you know, the pediatricians, I mean, they're vaccine clinics. I mean, literally. When I was a little girl, we went to the family doctor. Yeah, they wouldn't have a job without vaccinations.
So I also learned in this process that in the state of Florida, in our state constitution, there is nurses and physicians are liable free from any injury caused by his or her action or failure to act in the administration of a vaccine or immunizing agent. So in the state of Florida, in our constitution, it's also in there that any kind of damages or adverse events or side effects or injury or death that's caused by an immunization or vaccine injury, doctors and nurses who are the ones administering it are liable free from any kind of accountability.
So now the doctors aren't liable, the drug companies aren't liable, so who's liable?
So that's the thing. Parents are the ones who take the burden, but they want to mandate this stuff. And we have
to,
if they're going to, you know, if they want, we're the ones that care for our children the best way we know how to care for our children the best way according to them, right?
That's right.
But you're going to mandate, you know, we know that our kids can't have like juice after a certain time or what kind of juices affect them. You know what I mean? Even in school, we know that sugars are going to, you know, if you even consume sugar like that, you know, how are we not going to have the choice for vaccines? As a parent.
Nobody knows our babies better than we do. But another thing I want to make sure the audience knows is there's no law following up on even a pediatrician for even reporting to VAERS. I mean, literally, and I've said this before on a show, my unvaccinated son, for instance, can come into a pediatrician, which he doesn't do, by the way. He's unvaccinated, doesn't need a pediatrician. Our master physician, our creator, has him under control. But anyway, sure enough, if he were to go into a pediatrician with a real bad cough, because he doesn't have any vaccines, they could say it's pertussis. But if he had a DPT vaccine, they could say it's bronchitis. That's the control they have.
Yep.
So they don't have to even admit, there's absolutely no type of, you know, following up or follow up study or mandating them to do it right. And that's why it's so inaccurate. The statistics are even inaccurate, but already they're paying out so much. I mean, even with the ones that they are admitting that are injured by the vaccinations that nobody knows about.
Yes. So one of my papers was to bring light to the Hannah Pauling case when I was doing my master's. Mm-hmm. That her father was, I think he was a neurologist.
Yes.
He was a doctor, and he was a neurologist, from my understanding. Yep. And that case, I had a law class in regards to medical law, healthcare law, and bring light to that case because people are constantly saying that vaccines, it took a father who was a doctor to realize that his daughter had suffered, and for them to give him, you know, the respect as a doctor and say, you know what, he's right, he's a doctor. You know, we can't, you know, we can't, how are we going to debate this when he's a doctor himself? You know, can you imagine the families who have children who have had reactions, who aren't doctors, who aren't aware of, like, medical conditions and situations? I can't imagine how many families have been suffering, and the doctors are just saying, oh, that's normal, that's okay. It's okay for your son to have a seizure. It's okay that he can't breathe. It's okay that he has, you know, constant congestion.
Oh, yeah. Or it's a normal reaction. I was just told by one of our ladies that came to us last week that her son did that exactly, was having seizures and everything within hours after the vaccine. And the hospital, the emergency room, literally said to her, that is a normal reaction. The baby is seizing. And the nurse is saying that is a normal reaction. That's how often they see it.
Yeah, we're so far away from what God has for normal for us that we're just, it's just, it's unacceptable that we're accepting this as our new normal. And I really wish families would see the light and come to the word, because when God speaks that truth in your heart and he just reveals that to you, it's like you stop right in your tracks.
That's right.
I pray that that's what, you know, sharing this information is going to do for a lot of families. And, you know, I just pray for a lot of healing. And, you know, as moms, we know what's good for our kids, you know?
That's right. That's right. And since we have a little more time, I want to just tell you, since you're going to be, you know, starting to represent, you know, giving the truth and doing the presentations and stuff too, over the years, because, you know, Casey passed in 99, so I've been doing it for, gosh, forever. And I'm still doing it. Don't think I'm not going to continue doing it. And if I'm in Florida, I'll be happy to do it. I'm actually heading back there in the next couple months. So definitely. I'm open for presentations always. And that's really where my heart is to open people's eyes. 'Cause I'm also in honor of my late husband that I just lost, working on cleaning up the mess that the vaccines are causing, what in the cell is going on, and getting these toxins out of people and seeing tremendous results, not only with autism, but cancer and everything else. And that's kind of where my focus has been the last 10 years. But now that he's gone, I'm really going to be refocusing on getting this truth out and providing all the facts that we all have the right to know. I mean, it's just, that's the whole problem, Yvette, is that we just don't know this stuff. You would not have known if you wouldn't have came to the Hollywood Birth Center that day.
Yep.
You know, I never had that. I wish I would have been with my baby pregnant when they're watching me.
I know. You know, God is so, you know, I know.
Yeah. We just don't know. But one thing I want to advise you, or just not even probably have to, but just to let the audience know, if you guys want to do, you know, because we all have to be a voice for these voiceless victims, because these babies don't have a voice. They come in perfectly created by our creator, and we allow them to, within 3 hours of birth, give them monkey pus, literally. The hepatitis B vaccine is monkey pus, literally. And, you know, when doing a radio show and or even having just a fast conversation with someone about the truth, someone that's clueless, there's a couple bullets I've always made sure I cover. And one of them is, and probably the biggest, is that you can go to school without them, because the first response anybody gives you is, well, they can't go to school. And it's just not true. My daughter Faith just graduated, you know, a couple years back with not one vaccine. A public school system, you know. So always the exemptions is always something we have to cover. Always the ingredients, because people have no idea there's mercury and formaldehyde and aluminum and antifreeze and MSG and E. coli and, you know, glyphosate, on and on. Huh?
Sulfates, yeah.
Sulfates, everything that's in them, exactly. And then also people have no idea there's monkey viruses. They have no idea they use live mediums to weaken the diseases to even make the vaccinations. The doctors don't even know that. Like the kidney of the polio vaccine, the kidney of African green monkeys, the DPT, the jugular of a horse, the aborted fetal tissue with the MMR. So that's real important. Another important thing is all the science and all the congressional hearings that's been happening in the last 20 years. People have no idea. you know?
Yep.
We just added a video to our website. I just added it actually from an emergency room doctor. It's the very first video now on the front page, because I find that the front page has to lure people into wanting to see more by having credible doctors and, you know, people that are, you know, Robert Kennedy, what's his name,
yeah.
Dale Bigtree, people that are more in the limelight, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it has to kind of be from a credible person before we'll look any further. And that was me too. I mean, I'm not laughing at them because I'm laughing at myself. I was a victim. That's exactly was me exactly. You know, my doctor didn't
yeah.
tell me that. So how could you know anything? You know, my doctor knows
yeah.
everything, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
That's 99.9% of the people out there. So those few things are real important to cover, and, you know, and letting them know that the diseases aren't deadly. They were coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition way before the introductions of vaccines. I mean, just basic little facts that people just have no idea. No idea.
Yeah. So what's really funny is that my undergrad is in urban planning, and this is something that we discuss in urban planning for public health and, you know,
wow.
sanitation, our underground plumbing, our hygiene, washing our hands. Like, this is all, people like to say that it's vaccines that eradicated the disease, but it's actually sanitation. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It had a lot to do with it.
Exactly. And you're going to love this. I had a nurse a couple presentations back that when I showed the polio, the disease, the epidemic of polio, how it was coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition. And I showed how Salk and Sabin, of course, introduced their live and their dead vaccine. And it was already coming down. You know, the epidemic was coming down. Then they introduced the vaccine. It just continued coming down, of course.
Yep.
And I had a nurse stand up and say, they show those same charts in medical school, but only from the point where the vaccine's introduced down.
Wow.
Like, they don't show it's already coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition.
Yep. So did they talk, you know, I think it was the Cutter Laboratories.
Yeah.
The U.S. Supreme Court case, Black versus Cutter Laboratories. Was that was the polio one, right?
I can't confirm. Is that the one where they said that vaccines were unavoidably unsafe?
It's actually where... So this is where the whole, like, vaccine stuff started coming in for them to be liability-free. So the U.S. Supreme Court case, Black versus Cutter Laboratories in 1956, is where they found them liable without fault. So they said that because of the aftermath of paralysis of children in the United States who received the licensed polio vaccine, the manufacturer by Cutter Laboratories were found liable without fault, and it actually, I think it caused them to go bankrupt. So that was one of the that is one of the most recent cases, and that should actually be precedent. Give me one second if you don't mind.
Uh-huh, no problem. Yeah, I wasn't aware. I'll talk while you're waiting. I wasn't even aware there was something back in 1956. That's awesome. What I'm talking about was recent, like in the last couple of years, where they actually, in the Supreme Court ruling, said that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. And you think that that
yeah.
would be all over the media, you know, it would be like, you know, headline news that the Supreme Court just ruled the vaccines are unavoidably unsafe and nobody even heard about it.
Nope, they said it. You know, it's really funny how, like, I did not believe in the whole fake news thing until, as soon as I asked for an executive order, all of these outbreaks started coming out, like, within 3 days of, like, the measles, the mumps, and, all of these different kinds of emergencies, according to... But there was no statistics from the Department of Health. We've requested the Department of Health to give us information on the population or statistics on who's immunocompromised, or, like, were these from a wild strand, or were these from vaccinations? And that information really hasn't been shared with us as constituents to, you know, try to come to a happy medium for these laws that these unconstitutional representatives are trying to propose. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how it's so one-sided. We don't have a leg to stand on except for what we're doing, what you're doing, you know, just continuing express, you know, sharing the wisdom, sharing the information that we've had to learn, you know, through our children. And
I'm
just
so
hopefully
happy that you have this. Go ahead.
You're so happy what?
I'm so happy you have this radio show, and I hope that it reaches a lot of people, and it really, I pray that it, you know, it's like an arrow straight to the heart, and, you know, that the Lord does his work with your radio show, and the people who are listening or who are eager to, you know, learn more about it, and, you know, just have that. It's, I know it's a journey, and I'm just grateful to you and this show and being at the Hollywood Birth Center and having alternative methods, you know, different kind of holistic kind of things that the Lord wants for us to be obedient to his word. So
that's right. And one thing I want to share with you too, that he's had me telling people lately before we close, you know, if we think about it, our Savior, he was defeated. He defeated the enemy by the blood. So obviously the blood is what the enemy's coming after. And he's doing it within 3 hours of birth, or really even before that, because it's in vitro. They're now poisoning pregnant women with the MMR vaccine and the Gardasil vaccine and everything else they're trying to give pregnant women. So, I mean, it's just, it's such a satanic thing. I mean, it's no question. It's totally good versus evil. And like you said, the victory's already been won. Hallelujah. We just have to keep pushing forward.
We do. It's more about who we are as parents, as mothers, as a community, as constituents. We need to find that we need to find that element of Christ that lives in us and make sure we represent him to the fullest, you know, because I do believe that he lives in us, and we are the church.
That's right. And we do, for whoever's not listening to the show, we do have this on podcast. PR, Progressive Radio Network, actually films it or records it and puts it on our website, the vacinfo.org website. So people can download it. People can make CDs, and we can pass them out. So we'll have these shows forever. So
Thank you. That's good to know. I could share it with everybody that I know on my Facebook and be like, hey, listen.
Yes, exactly. You can download. They'll have it up once I get a little description from you. Maybe when you finish the show, just email me over something or text me over something, just how you want me to describe. What I do is I send it like 2 or 3 sentences over to Progressive Radio Network, and then they just upload the show to the to our website or to the podcast, and then we have it linked, of course, in the front page of our website. So definitely just spread the news, and, you know, anybody that you know, I know you mentioned before you might have some connections. We need people who want to be a voice, because we can't do it by ourselves. And I'm lining up shows every week. So whoever wants to be a guest and has a story to tell, you know, many of us, it's going to take a lot of us to stop the insanity. So please, you know, give us a call. And again, you know, Yvette, I just appreciate you for being on the show. And do you have any final words you want to share with the audience?
Just thank you for your time. Thank you for your listening. And follow that spirit that was in you to listen to your gut. And, you know, just keep an open mind about what's going on. And we are here to support you. And if you need any kind of information, please feel free to contact us. We'll be more than happy to, you know, go into your home, educate your family, for baby showers, for, you know, any kind of support that you might need on vaccine education, something that's, you know, non-biased. And, you know, we try to just give you information and allow the Holy Spirit to work with you. So
that's right. Just point you in the direction to learn the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. And then remember,
thank
too,
you
the
so much, April.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for being our guest today. And for the audience too, remember, educate before you vaccinate, education before you vaccinate business cards with the ingredients on the back. Those are huge seed planters. I tell everybody, plant the seed and God will grow the seed. Just email us at vic@vacinfo.org. That's V as in Victor, IC at vacinfo.org. And that's our website. Just my mom, my parents do our shipping. So just email over your mail-in address and add your telephone number if you're going to do an email, so we can add you to our email, our database as well, because we are going to start doing some mass emailing too. But you can also email if you're interested in being a guest on the show. We need to get our voices heard. So Yvette, thank you again. And to the audience, you're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805. Leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless.